From American Public Media, this is Top Score, an exploration of video game soundtracks. I'm Emily Reese.
Gabriel Belmont, who is like the chosen warrior of God, falls from grace in the most spectacular way. He becomes a vampire. He becomes Dracula. And so you have these sort of flashbacks where it's Dracula trying to interact with his memories of his wife and his child.
Tim Turi is the senior associate editor of Game Informer magazine. He's talking about the new game in the Castlevania series, Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. Spanish composer Oscar Araujo wrote the soundtrack.
One thing that I feel like Oscar Araujo did this second time around with the Lords of Shadow series is, while I really liked the original soundtrack, there's more memorable melodies that I walked away from this time. And for me, I'm someone who's been a fan of video game music for a long time, and to have more, not necessarily catchy, but memorable melodies in modern video game soundtracks is something that is really important to me. I'm happy to see a talented composer like him kind of coming back to that.
Lords of Shadow 2 is an open-world game. This means players have more control over where they go while they play.
You may kind of be wandering from one point to another at your own will, and backtracking and trying to find out what new secrets you can uncover with new powers, like turning into, you know, mist or turning into rats or something like that. And so you have a little bit more of an opportunity to soak in some of the music that's playing around you, and it really does a good job of setting the tone.
In addition to the wide open spaces in the game, the music changes depending on what century the player is in at any given time.
When you're switching back to Dracula's castle, you know, that's back hundreds of years, and it sort of evokes the musical memories of the original, the first Lords of Shadow. And then when you switch over into, you know, the modern day, which is this is Dracula has slept through centuries, and he's waking up, and it's, you know, supposed to be kind of present day, and you're kind of getting in some kind of synth sounds to it. It's sort of evocative of technology, and you're surrounded by machinery.
I was struck by the tender theme Araujo wrote for the main character, Gabriel Belmont, who turns into Dracula. Turi explains how the developer, Mercury Steam, changed the tone of the story.
The really subtle piano that you hear is what you hear when you load up the game or continue, and you know, there's a loading section and you continue your adventure. And what that, listening to that track reminds me of is it's just sort of Dracula standing there, and he's sort of looking down. He just seems sad, and it's just a really striking way to remind you that while Dracula has been the embodiment of evil for pretty much the entire Castlevania series, what Mercury Steam brought to the table was trying to make him a little bit more human.
Learn more about composer Oscar Araujo's soundtrack for Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2 and Game Informer's Tim Turi on our website, classicalmpr.org/topscore. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Topscore Podcast. That's Top Score from American Public Media. I'm Emily Reese.